Listen up, all you cloud computing aficionados. The wait is over. The National Institute of Standards and Technology has released its final version of the Cloud Computing Technology Roadmap. It incorporates more than 200 comments from government and industry, and it's aimed at supporting the government's adoption of cloud computing. Bob Bond is the Cloud Technical Program Manager at NIST. He joins me now with details. Bob, good morning.
Good morning, Tom.
All right, so this has been a long time in coming. Give us the highlights of the latest version of the roadmap.
Okay, so for your audience, the roadmap is foundational material for those who want to understand the findings of the work on cloud computing that NIST has done in conjunction with industry, academic, and other government agencies. The roadmap identifies challenges that need to be addressed for successful adoption of cloud computing in the federal government. The requirements in the roadmap are supported by the working groups, and they pose the key challenges in cloud computing.
And so what's the top challenge right now besides institutional lethargy or inertia?
Well, the top challenge, I just wanted to mention that there were 10 requirements that were in the roadmap, and it's always good to mention that they're not really in any particular in order of importance, right? So, for example, interoperability and portability is a big topic in cloud computing. I can look at some of the other requirements. For example, requirement 3 talks about technical specs to enable consistent high-quality service level agreements. That's a hot topic.
And, of course, that portability, if by that you mean the ability to change cloud providers without losing your shirt, I think that's a big concern for a lot of agencies. Many of them, you hear them talk about this. They say moving into a cloud is like the Roach Motel. You can move in, but you can never check out.
I see.
So does this help on that?
Well, attacks the requirement looks the requirements look at the overall thematics, the theme of interoperability and portability throughout the document. I could talk a little bit more about that later on when we talk about some of the future work that we're doing.
Okay, so before we get to that, I wanted to ask you about some of the comments. There were 200 comments received for the interim version. Were there any particular themes that characterized large numbers of them?
I would say out of the three common categories, a lot of them focused on general editorial comments, the reference architecture for cloud computing, which you may know of, and cloud security. The bulk of the general editorial comments were suggestions on how to improve the general formatting of the document. For the reference architecture, there were some comments that focused on the nature of the highest level roles of cloud computing. There was a security and privacy in the original architecture was only in there as a responsibility of the provider. That was quickly noted that it's really a responsibility for all. So that was moved out of just the provider scope into a backplane, which the architecture now sits on. So it's important to realize that that was a major change there as well. In addition, there was a difference of opinion on the nature of cloud broker and cloud customers. So there was some clarification on cloud broker as well.
Now, a lot of agencies are working on this, NIST as being one of the most major operators in the whole cloud, but OMB and GSA are all working on this, and I think DOD has its channel of working. Are things like the FedRAMP initiative to give medium and lower-level security clearance to cloud providers, is that part of what NIST considers in building the roadmap?
Well, actually, so since FedRAMP is already operational, right, we don't want to consider that that's part of to help as part of FedRAMP. Some of the questions that we received about FedRAMP was a clarification on FedRAMP and some of the NIST FISMA work. So we had to, point out the differences in how they're being implemented.
Because the next wave after the FedRAMP level clouds is a lot of agencies want to move to FISMA high level workloads going
right.
to commercial clouds. Does the roadmap provide a way to do that or point the way to it?
Well, it does point the way, but I mean there's still a lot of work to get to that point. FISMA was not really the focus of the document, you understand, though.
Sure, yeah. All right, we're speaking with Bob Bond. He's the Cloud Technical Program Manager at NIST. And so you mentioned some of the work now that the roadmap is out. What is the next task on your list?
Well, so the next 3 to 5 years, we're going to continue working with our key stakeholders and focus on service level agreements and their associated standards. The same for interoperability and portability. We have a new working group that focuses on that. We have a new working group that focuses on cloud services and to understand what cloud services are at a much deeper level, because there seems to be a mishmash of types of services, so they want to try to really understand and pull out the fine details of services. And then we're also working on a cloud service metrics model in addition to federated cloud activities.
So service metrics would be the things that you would try to get into a service level agreement that makes sense?
Right, or yes. Yes, exactly.
Okay, so let me ask you this. If you look at this long term, let me ask you if this is an accurate parallel. When PCs first came out, it took the government a long time, 10 years probably, to decide that, yes, everybody really needs a PC at some level. And but no one could really understand in the beginning years how this would necessarily benefit federal agencies to bring these devices in. Do you think the same thing is true of cloud? And in another few years from now, we'll look back and cloud will be as normal to federal agencies as PCs on every desktop are now.
I'm certain that is the dream of lots of people, and I can really envision seeing that. Keep in mind about cloud, that was one of the few times that the government decided to get involved right in the very beginning, whereas they typically sit back and they're just hold off a little bit. But this was quite a different change for the government to get involved in a newer technology at the beginning.
I guess you could say it's the best time to get into the cloud is when the sun is shining.
Yes.
All right, so with respect to the latest roadmap, then, who should read it? Who's the audience for this in federal agencies?
Well, so the audience, since there are two volumes, right, the first volume is really dedicated to policymakers, decision makers, program management type individuals, and that ilk. The volume two is more dedicated to more hands-on types of individuals who want to see what types of steps that the working groups went through to develop the roadmap. So it's a more in-depth volume and really supports the material found in Volume 1. I think that it's also very applicable to people in the industrial sector as well, because it was helped built with industry input. And what we've concluded is that although that these requirements are listed for the U.S. government, these are really requirements that all cloud people and cloud have to be worked on in the cloud community. So.
All right, Bob Bond is the Cloud Technical Program Manager at the National Institute of Standards and Technology. As always, thanks for joining me.
Okay, well, thanks, Tom, and thanks for having me.